You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. That novel by Carolina de Robertis is about an immigrant woman caught in a web of poverty and exploitation. Now we'll hear from another Bay Area artist who sings for women caught up in the criminal justice system. San Francisco musician Naima Shaloub performs for incarcerated women, and she actually recorded her latest album inside the San Francisco County Jail. We meet her in this segment of Bay Area Beats.
I wanted to understand what a little bit of life is like on the inside, not necessarily as a voyeur, but as an ally and as someone, as a musician in solidarity with movements that are trying to end the prison industrial complex. Basically, so the first couple sessions, I brought my ukulele and had songs prepared and was open to having conversations, but I didn't necessarily, because I still wanted to build with the women there, and there's a lot of women coming in and out every week, I wanted to keep things really open and organic. So I would sing a song and we would talk about it, then sing another song and talk about it. And some days the conversations would just be really powerful and deep, and other times the women in the room just kind of wanted to have fun and laugh, and so I'd play something more upbeat and we'd just be silly. And then other weeks there was a lot of silence and I just kind of sang the whole time.
All in silence, bound in jail, ain't got money for to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout. The jail doors opened and they walked right out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on.
And after several months of that, I realized that I just wanted to go deeper. So I started asking them, you know, like, well, I'm here every week. I don't want you to get bored of the songs I bring in. So, you know, how can we kind of build this? And so I started taking song requests, and we started actually talking about also their lives and what their wishes were and what their dreams were for not only their personal lives, but the world outside the confines of the jail walls, and what are ways the system could be different and better, so that A, they wouldn't have to be there, but B, they would feel supported to actually live lives that they deserve to have, and how the justice system could be changed in ways that actually promoted change and transformation in people. So,
And so was born the track, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize.
Yeah, that is a civil rights folk song. And I really wanted to open the set that we did, the recording on May 5th, with that piece to set the tone for the rest of the set and the music. And it was an extremely powerful experience.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on.
It is a extremely powerful and soul-filling experience to share music across such a complicated and thick divide that the jail wall has between the so-called free and unfree world. So to share music, music being something that stirs the soul, that is boundless and that is so expansive in a place like a prison system, is one of the most powerful things I've ever experienced.